Got it, Rex.
Hey, how's it going? This is Evan. I bring my car to you guys for servicing every so often when I actually get enough kilometres on it. It's a WRX, obviously. Sorry, not WRX, Subaru LeVorg. I've always wanted the WRX, but you know, wishful thinking there. I was overseas for about a month, and I came back and found that somebody decided to try and steal the car in my absence. And there was video footage of how they did it and everything else. I'm thinking about getting an alarm system or a mobilizer and stuff like that. And, you know, there's so many of them around. I just figured you guys deal with these cars on a regular basis. You'd probably have some better ideas than most people as to what's the best way to protect them.
100% I would do an alarm.
Yep.
So alarms I'd recommend. So have a chat to the guys over at No Limit Car Sound Vision. They do a custom alarm for these.
Sound Vision, yep. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they make a great alarm.
Yep. So they have their own alarm, or they just do an install?
I think it's their own type of alarm.
Okay.
Yeah, so their ones like speak to the cameras, and then you have to actually punch a code in to get the car to start. So you might have to do, like, volume up, volume down, volume up, volume down, and then you can start the car sort of thing.
So it's similar to the Ghost system, then?
Yes, yeah. Similar, but it's their own one, and we normally use these guys. What's that?
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, that's an immobilizer. Do they also do one where it's an alarm built into it as well?
That's an alarm, immobilizer, and a tracker.
Oh, and a tracker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Have you got a number for them at all?
I don't have it on me. It'll be just on Google if you punch in No Limit Car Sound Vision. They're over in North Melbourne or Docklands or something like that.
Yep. No, that's cool. That's not too far
away. That, and then I would get a club lock.
Yeah, I've got the old club lock sitting in the shed somewhere. I was thinking...
Yeah, it sounds stupid, but it'll prevent them the most. They'll look at it, they'll be like, no, that's too hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just these guys were, like, outside my house for 2 hours. I was watching the video footage, and they, like, they basically broke the window and climbed through the window and cut themselves to pieces in the process. And then the only reason they didn't steal the car was because I'm ex-Victoria Police, and they found my badge in the car. And as soon as they saw it, they dropped it, shit their pants, and tried to get out. And they cut themselves to pieces trying to get out as fast as they could. If it hadn't been for that, they would have taken the car because they were in there for a while. So I'm just getting it fixed at the moment because they smashed a couple of windows, destroyed the interior and stuff in the process. And but you'd recommend this alarm system that you're suggesting?
Yeah, 100%. I'll use that one.
Yeah. So you wouldn't even bother going for something like a Viper or a Ghost or anything like that? You just go straight to these guys?
Nah, I'll go straight to these guys. We've got a shit ton of cars with this in there now, and they're all happy with it.
Cool. So no one's had their vehicle stolen afterwards or anything like that while the system's been armed or anything?
No, I think they've tried but not been able to get the car.
Cool. I didn't expect the LeVorg to be sought after, you know. Like, I mean, the WRX I can understand, but, you know, LeVorg is just
basically the same car. WRX and LeVorg are exactly the same. One's just a wagon.
Yeah, but power-wise and everything. Yeah, and
I think they're more going for just money or like, getaway cars.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because it seems like it's pretty easy to start up from the sounds of it. But,
yeah, they are.
All right, excellent. All right, well, what I'll do is I'll try and speak to them and book something in, and thank you very much for the advice.
No, too easy.
All right, take care.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye.